good to see Brother Ross with a smile on his face. Some people do anything to get home. Our reading tonight is in Luke chapter 24. We're going to start at verse 39. Luke 24, verse 39. Who knows what tomorrow is? I know there's no school, but what's tomorrow? Good Friday. All right. Very good. Luke 24. Did I say 24? I want 23, I believe. 23, yes. Chapter 23. Starting at verse 39. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? Are we indeed justly? For we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." That's how we know the Lord went to heaven when he died. There you are. And so that's the story of the two thieves. These two thieves were just like us. They were born sinners. They were born with a desire to do that which was wrong. The problem with them is they got caught doing wrong, didn't they? Is it okay to do wrong as long as you're not caught? No, it's still wrong, isn't it? Can you tell me what sin is? Say it with me and do the motions. Sin is anything that I think, that I say, that I do that displeases God. Do it again. Sin is anything I think, I say, or I do that displeases God. That's right. And the Bible tells us we are born that way. These two thieves, one on each side of the Lord Jesus, were born that way. I don't know what the first sin was that they committed. Have no idea. But what do you think it was? What did they do wrong? What do you think their first sin was? Any idea? A lie. Oh, do a lot of people lie? A lot of people lie? That's pretty common, isn't it? Problem with telling a lie is you got to tell many more to make up for the first one, don't you? And it's hard to stop the process. What else do you think they did that was wrong? We'll give them three sins in it. Is that too many? Not too many, is it? Three sins each? What else do they do? What's another sin that you can do? What do kids in Spanish Wales do that's wrong? What do they do here? They do here? They disobey parents here? Oh, I thought they only did that in the States. They do that here? What else do they do here? What else? Can you think of another sin that kids do? Do kids say nice things all the time? Sometimes they might say nasty, mean things. Sometimes they might even cuss or swear. Those are sins. That's right. It's the things that we say are also sin. Well, these thieves, they have problems, right? They only did three sins. Guess what? It didn't take long to color them up. The Bible says that we are sinners. We do many sins, many sins. We might only do three a day, but they add up, don't they? Oh, they were sinners by far. Well, I have a piece of paper here. And do you know that with just one piece of paper this size, you can tell the whole crucifixion story? All you have to do is fold it properly. We'll try to do folding it. We'll fold it this way first. And then we'll fold it over this way, make a little house. Can you remember how to do that? Because you can do this later. And then you fold the house right in half. And now we're just going to make two cuts. Two cuts, and we have the whole crucifixion story in this piece of paper. Let's see. We'll make one cut here. You see how I do it? So when you get home, you can do it too. Just like that. It's a great way to tell the story of Christ's death for us. And then we'll have to do one more cut here. We can keep these papers together. There we are. One more cut. Here we are. And we'll use every piece that I cut to tell about what happened at Calvary. All these pieces of paper. Well, the first piece of paper I'm going to unfold, of course, tells us of the main feature of Calvary, and that's the cross. The cross of Christ, where the Lord Jesus died for us. Why did the Lord Jesus die? To save us from our sin. That's right. He died for us, for he had no sin. He was innocent. So glad that Mr. Mark's listening to our Bible lessons. That's good. And the Lord Jesus, when he went to the cross, he shed his blood. He took his body and he sacrificed it. He gave himself for us. That's what sin demanded from him if he was going to take our place. And so we're going to change the color of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was pure. He was innocent. He was without sin. We don't put sin drops in his test tube because he had no sin. He was perfect. But he shed blood for us. So we're going to make his red. That's his blood. His blood was special. His blood is a lot different than our blood. Why was the Lord's blood different than our blood? Because it had nothing to taint it. It was perfect. The spotless Lamb of God. He was willing to shed his blood for all of our sins. But many more things happened at Calvary. We know that when the Lord Jesus went to the cross, they put something over the top of his cross. It was a little sign. They nailed it to the top, and it said, "This is the King of the Jews." This was the only charge they thought they could make stick. Though there were three charges brought against the Lord Jesus, this is the one they used to crucify him. This is the King of the Jews they put on top of the cross. But was he the King of the Jews? When Pilate asked him that question, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it was of this world, my disciples would take up their swords and fight. But my kingdom is not of this world," he said. And at the end, Pilate says, "I find no fault in him." This charge holds no substance to it. But there were other things that happened to the Lord Jesus at the cross as he died for our sins. Let's see if we can find all these papers here. We know that when they put the cross in the ground, as the Lord Jesus began to suffer for our sins, they had a hole put in the ground. They had to first dig a hole. And when they dug that hole, that's when they picked up the cross. For the Lord Jesus had already been attached to the cross by the pounding of nails into his hands and into his feet. For he was now attached. He could not separate himself from the cross. And they picked up that cross and they brought it over the hole, this company of soldiers. They carried it over the hole. And then how did they put it into the hole? One, two, three. They dropped it. And thud, it dropped right into that deep hole. And the Bible says that every bone in his body was put out of joint. The Lord suffered greatly for our sins. But not only did he have his bones separated, they did not break, but they were separated. But we also know that there were other sufferings that the Lord suffered. And here we have two little pieces of paper that you'll get when you make those cuts. And we're going to do a little addition to these little pieces of paper. For what did the soldiers do while the Lord Jesus was hanging there upon the cross and dying for our sins? What do you think this could represent? Let's see. Them up. What did the soldiers do? They gambled. They gambled for his clothing. That's right. Where was Jesus' clothing? Well, the soldiers had it. This was part of the Lord's suffering, that he would suffer in shame for our sins. This is what he did for us. But one other thing that I want to mention that is very important as we come to the cross and we come to the death of the Lord Jesus. How do we know that Jesus actually died on the cross? We know he shed his blood, but how do we know he actually died? Because one of the soldiers came by and he was checking to make sure that they were dead. And he wanted to make sure the Lord Jesus was dead. The other thieves that were hanging with Jesus, one on each side, they broke their legs to make sure they would die quickly. But they came to Jesus and they said, he's already dead. So a soldier came by and he took his spear, and the Lord was close to the ground. He just took his spear and he plunged it right up in the side of Jesus. And the Bible says that out of his side came blood and water, not mixed, but separately. That tells us a lot. That means that that sword went into his lung, where he was dying of heart failure, of heart congestion. Went into his lung, where all the water was collecting, but it went through his lung, and it went into his insides, right into his heart. It punctured his heart for outflow of blood and water. The Lord Jesus did not just faint on the cross. The swoon theory does not hold up. When he was brought to the cross, he was put in a cave, wasn't he? And some people say, see, he didn't die. He just, like, fainted. And the coolness of the tomb woke him up. But no, that soldier made sure Jesus was die. For he put that spear into his heart and into his lung, and nobody can survive that. The Lord Jesus was dead. Well, we know that as the Lord Jesus was dying and being crucified, that while this was all going on, there were two thieves that were also dying with the Lord Jesus. And we'll put up these thieves a moment and talk about them. One of the thieves that we have over there in our test tubes, one of them turned to the Lord Jesus just as we read. And he turned to Christ and he said to Christ, remember me when thou enterest into paradise. And the Lord Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Yes, one of them believed in Christ. He trusted in Christ. But the other thief, he says, if you be the Christ, save yourself and us. The other thief said to him, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. There's another testimony that the Lord Jesus was innocent of all charges by the thief. We did wrong, he says, but this man has done nothing wrong. And then he says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the Lord promised him. He turned to Christ and he believed with his heart. This thief, the thief that was on this side of the Lord Jesus, we don't know surely what side he was on, but he's one who truly believed on Christ. He believed with all his heart. That one's got some markings on it. Let's go to this one. Doesn't matter which one. One of them believed. Now, they both were sinners. They had done terrible deeds worthy of dying for. They were being killed because they were so bad. Executed by the Romans. But one of them turned to Christ and he believed. The other one, he never believed. He turned away from Christ. He didn't accept what Christ had done for him. But listen, this one, he believed. What does the blood of Jesus Christ do? It cleanses us. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the blood could make the sins clean? Well, that's what the blood of Christ does. His blood is special. It's not like our blood. His blood can cleanse us of all our sins. That will become perfectly clean in just a minute. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ does. He cleans us. Isn't that wonderful? But you know what? There was another thief up there. And he didn't believe in Christ. In fact, he made a mockery of Christ. He joined in on the blasphemy concerning Christ. And we can change all these papers to show you what happened to him. We know one went to heaven, right? What happened to the other one? Let's change all of these around here. Because all these papers unfold and tell us what happened to the other one. You know what happened. His sins were not cleansed by the blood of Christ. He was going to have to suffer for what he did wrong. Isn't that amazing? One thief, guilty of a crime worthy of death, that day went to heaven. The other one, where did he go? He went to hell. He never believed. He died with his sin. He died with his sin. All he had to do was what the other thief did, was just turn and say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sin. I accept you as my Savior. This thief, no, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. That sin was still in his heart. And he died that way. If you were to die tonight, would you die in your sin? Or would you be clean, cleansed by the blood of Christ? What about it? Have you believed? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus? Do you know when you're going to die? You don't know, do you? Be ready. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, you will be saved. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the good news of Calvary. Thank you for the death that is our death, if we but believe and accept it. We pray for everyone in this room that truly they have made that step of faith and believed so that their sins can be forgiven, just like the thief, who obviously was a sinner, but went to heaven because he simply believed. Thank you for this great gift. Help us, Father, to understand how important and precious this story is to our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.